It's a story everyone should know. It happened half century ago. All across this sprawling nation, the rising of a generation. It started slow and then gained speed. Nobody knew where it would lead. First there were marches, then there were more. Way too many to keep score. They shut down classes, couldn't learn. Once they ascertained how napalm burned, they had to find out how to defy. People stood up, cause they couldn't stand by. There were parades held by the military brass. There were cities filled with CS gas. Real wars, war games, recruitment centers up in flames. Light a match, then in a flash, draft cards turned to ash. Thousands moved across the border, refusing military orders. Every army base in the USA had an anti-war cafe. There are times when you just can't comply. People stood up, cause they couldn't stand by. Soldiers insisted on free will, put down their guns, refused to kill. Newspapers of the underground ubiquitously could be found across the country, across the sea, throughout the ranks of the military. Take a grenade, pull out the pin. Praise be to Ho Chi Minh. Another fragging every night, a war that many refused to fight. Bombs were falling, some asked why. People stood up, cause they couldn't stand by. The ruling classes with all their powers shook inside their ivory towers. They were brought to their knees back then. That's why we don't have the draft again. Even back then, some of them knew they had to be careful what they tried to do. Rulers who miscalculate can lose control of their ship of state. In order to govern, you need consent. And all of that just up and went. In 68 came the reply. People stood up, cause they couldn't stand by. People stood up, cause they couldn't stand by. People stood up, cause they couldn't stand by.